Welcome to Journey with Nature, brought to you by the Nature Conservancy, celebrating 50 years of conservation in Indiana. I'm Michael Atwood. Indiana is plagued by many non-native invasive plants. When an invasive species gets a foothold in our natural areas, many times it's all but impossible to eradicate it. Such is the case with Eurasian water milfoil. First introduced into the U.S. through the aquarium trade, Eurasian water milfoil now infests 175 lakes and reservoirs in the northern third of Indiana. Eurasian water milfoil has a long underwater stem that branches profusely when it reaches the surface of the water. It produces small reddish flowers that emerge several inches above the water on a spike grown from the tip of the stem. The plant is found in ponds, lakes, reservoirs, and slow-flowing rivers and streams. It will grow in shallow or deep water, fresh or brackish water, and in a wide range of temperatures. Eurasian water milfoil negatively affects the water bodies it invades in several ways. It forms a dense canopy over the water's surface and shades out the native vegetation. It is not a valuable food source for waterfowl, unlike some of the native aquatic plants. Dense beds of Eurasian water milfoil make recreational activities such as boating, fishing, and swimming nearly impossible. Dense plant beds can also be nursery areas for mosquito larvae. Preventing the introduction and spread of Eurasian water milfoil is by far the easiest and cheapest way to control it. A very effective tip is to clean off your boat and fishing equipment when you move from one water body to another so that you don't spread this invasive plant.
Journey with Nature is made possible by the Nature Conservancy of Indiana. Additional tips for helping to prevent the spread of invasive plants is available at nature.org/Indiana.